Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everyone, wherever you are in this great world that God has given us. I praise his name. Mighty is our God. I praise his name. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is a new month of October 2023, October the 2nd, let's declare God's goodness today, this month, every day. We praise the name above every name, Jesus Christ. As God gave a word yesterday in the church service, have you not known? Have you not heard the Almighty God, the Everlasting One? His wings are around you. In Isaiah chapter 40, God spoke to us. He speaks all the time. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Apostle Robin Tabish, called of the Mighty God. I humbly share God's word with you. There is no distance with our God. He is with you. He will never fail you. Believe him as we share today, calling upon the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time, this day. Lord, we come before your presence with praise and thanksgiving, honoring you, worshiping you, O God. Let the people who are listening, Lord, have ears to hear of your divine saving grace, of your love, O God. We pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Don't forget our website, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. There you can register also for the college. Contact us for prayer to come to your church, to your meetings in the United States of America or all over the world, wherever you are, wherever God will take us. As I say, my favorite scripture every day. I hope you have the word of God that you speak daily. Mine is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will direct your paths. That's his promise to Robin, to the one and only. You are the one and only. God loves you. I want to share some scripture today with you. Romans chapter 10 and verse 12 and 13. Romans 10, 12 and 13. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. He is rich unto all that call upon him. Verse 13, for whosoever, that means anyone, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. As Paul is speaking today, hearing this, the word of God, remember, is for you right now. Right now. He is rich. That means abundant. He prospers you to all that call upon him today. The name of the Lord. In verse 13, whosoever shall call, just call upon him. Jesus, Jesus shall be saved. That word saved is complete, whole, prosperous, wealthy, spirit, soul, and body. All you have to do is call upon him. He is an infinite God. I shared that this past Saturday, a couple days ago, to our Skype ministry. And I shared that God is infinite. To be infinite means God's greatness, that there is no limit. He's abundant, untelling. You can't describe it, can't explain. He is without number. It is in Psalms 147, verse 5. Great, which means above, exceedingly mighty, is our Lord. And of great power, strength, unmeasurable, no limit, forces of wealth and abundance. His fruit is to you. Eat of him. His understanding is unmeasurable. His wisdom, his reasoning is pure and of judgments to you. Infinite means in the Hebrew, mispar. Without measure. Infinite means that God is face to face. Think about this. Face to face, only hearing you. When you call upon him, because God is a spirit and you are a spirit being, whether you're live or dead in your spirit, be live by calling upon Jesus. God is infinite, face to face with you. He is only hearing you. Out of the billions of people in this world, he is so infinite. When you call upon him, he hears you. It says that he will answer you. In Psalms 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Psalms 34:19. Yes, God knows what you're going through. Jesus went through it all for us. He is our high priest. Just call upon him. He delivers us all. He is the way to the mighty God. Mighty is our God. We praise his name. Back in our main text of Romans chapter 10, it says in verse 9, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart, you've got to say it. You've got to believe. You can be negative or you can be positive. I choose positive. No matter what it looks like, feels like. God gave me a little song a few years ago because things kind of looked bad. And when they looked bad, the Holy Spirit sang this to me. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, my God is good. Sing it with me. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, my God is good. As Psalms 136 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endure forever. Do you have sick loved ones, sick friends, maybe physically, spiritually, mentally, or all three together? Just lift them up to God. He hears you right now. As Romans chapter 10, that we are reading. If you will confess the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Your friends shall be saved. We confess that over them, the completeness, the wholeness, the healing. In verse 10, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness. That's just right standing with God, sanctified and pure through the blood of Jesus. And with the mouth confession made to salvation. That is the saving grace by calling upon Jesus. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. God will never leave you. God will never fail you. Trust him today. Believe he is the infinite God. As we were reading back there in Psalms 147:5, great is our Lord and of great power. Great is God's understanding without limit. And great is he, and he is infinite. Oh, think about it. Oh, glory be to God. God loves you today. He is infinite. There is no boundaries. I want you to comprehend this. Psalms 147:5. Great is the Lord and a great power. His understanding is infinite. In verse 13, we're jumping all over the place in Romans chapter 10. For so whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, Father, we just lift up our loved ones. We lift up our lives. And, Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we call upon you, your saving grace, to heal us spirit, soul, and body this day, every day, as we walk in you. Lord, in verse 17 of Romans chapter 10, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, Father. And so we receive your word, your love, your infinite power today, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. This is Apostle Robin Tabish saying, God will never leave you. Have a blessed day.